Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Fury Gold Mines, traded on the TSX and NYSE under the symbol FURY. Chatting with the CEO, Mike Timmins. Now, Mike, we're following up on news that came out just yesterday, April 20th. Headline numbers here of drill results at this Eau Claire deposit in the eastern section. We saw some very high grade, almost 60 grams per ton gold over 1 meter. Also, almost 9 grams per ton gold over 3 meters. Now, this is all part of a 50,000 meter drill program at the Eau Claire deposit, really aimed at expanding on the known resources and testing outside these resource blocks. Mike, start us off with what these results are telling you about the potential of expanding the resource and anything else you want to touch on these results, please.
Great. Thank you for having me back. So we did put out results yesterday from our deposit drilling, and they continue to yield high-grade results outside of the current defined resource. And again, you know that this program, as you said, was designed to demonstrate that the lowest portion of Eau Claire, which is coincidentally one of the higher grade areas of the deposit, is indeed expandable, particularly to the east. We feel that we're doing that and think that, you know, this is ultimately going to end up at the end of this campaign as a nice chunky ounce addition, even from this first small amount of drilling. The results, I think, also highlight a connection, really, between the eastern margin of Eau Claire out to the east towards our A-panel target, which is about 300 meters away, and where we believe, and over the next 24 to 36 months as we advance the project, we're going to be really filling this in with resources. The A-panel out there has the same stacked quartz tourmaline veining and alteration as the resource, so we're pretty excited, and results still pending on that. The results from yesterday, as you pointed out, 59 grams over a meter and just under 9 over 3. They're all in the same hole within a 12-meter, without a 12-meter spacing. So that's, again, it is a strong result. We're starting to see these, continuation of these stacked veins. And it's not in the same vicinity as the previously announced 6 meters of 11. So we're going to see good ounce addition in a few different directions off that bottom pod, all within the project's current footprint, right? So, these are potential ounce additions in our basement, right? I mean, they're right within the project, as it's contemplated by the PEA. So that's nice. It's one thing to drill and find high-grade gold a kilometer or 2 kilometers away. I mean, it will likely factor in to a future operating scenario, but to have gold and more of it turning up in your basement is always a high-margin prospect.
So these are step-out holes from the eastern region of the deposit, about 50 to 100 meter step-outs here. And this eastern margin of the deposit, it's even outlined in the news release that this is the highest grade and least explored area. So with these high-grade results, you mentioned these should be ounces that can be added here. How do these results compare to the broader resource then in this eastern margin?
They're right in there with the statistics. If you were to run, don't forget that when we acquired East Main, we acquired, 900 drill holes in a database, 270,000 meters. So a beautiful, statistical database to compare to.
So Mike, you even mentioned that you hit both of these headline grades in one hole. That talks about the mineralization that you're seeing at this deposit and in these drill holes. Take us through what you guys are looking at here in terms of mineralization and how this deposit is set up.
Well, it's set up in these quartz tourmaline stack veins, right? It can be associated with alteration, or it doesn't have to be associated with alteration. So there's almost two settings in there. We're seeing it happen in these intersection lineations between primary and secondary structures. The whole Eau Claire deposit actually sits at the margin between two different basaltic units on one of the limbs of what we're now calling the Eau Claire anticline. So we're finding there's more structural information that we're finding out. There's more, local geology, structural geology that we're finding out. And to your question, the more geology we find out about it, the more we're honing in on these situations where we're indeed having these stacked high grade veins.
So one more quick question, then something we were talking about off mic too, is the company's hit rate when it comes to hitting mineralization and also balancing out some of these lower grade results that have wider widths. You have one result in here that's almost 5 meters of just over a gram. What can you tell us about the hit rate and how you guys judge when you're hitting low grade, what that might mean for the follow-up drilling?
So in the Eau Claire resource proper, they have about a 30 to 35 percentage hit rate with drilling, getting gold above cutoff grade and over the minimum mining width of 2 meters, right? So it's a 30%. So far, we're hitting gold in almost every hole. So that's a high hit rate, but of course, a lot of the mystery has been taken away, of course, with all that, the 270,000 meters of drilling. And so what we're doing now is, able to deliberately place a hole, even though if it's a 50 or 100 or 700 meter step out, whatever the case may be, we can deliberately place a hole and with a very high likelihood hit gold. I mean, that's just the nature of that deposit, having known it now for 5 months. With respect to the low grade, there are no handles on any, spectator metals or any type of other pathfinder style of feature in order to kind of vector in on the high grade. We're finding out now that the actual best pathfinder or the best signal that you're close to high grade is hitting something that's low grade, because whenever you hit low grade, there is always high grade somewhere around it in 3D space associated with it. So it's just a matter of finding it. And again, that's not a new and novel or exotic thing. It's just the nature of high grade gold deposits, right? And so whenever we drill a hole, even if it's a big step out in the back 40 and we get to your point, 5 meters of 1 gram, and people go, oh, well, it's not high grade. I like the width and everything else. The first thing in our mind is it was a wide intercept, significant fluid pathway. It's mineralized, it's gold bearing, which means we're following it up with another drill hole, right? It's almost the opposite feeling, because we know we're close and it gets exciting. And when we follow it up, we do indeed hit high grade gold over decent widths. So what we want to do now is we want to combine the high grade with wider widths so that we can find that sweet spot. And that's really going to go to the whole idea and really our exploration approach, which is to Eau Claire is, here's the Eau Claire deposit. We want to go across it, right, and do a bit of an exploration survey, test all of our ideas, whether it's continuing east, whether it's Snake Lake, or whether it's our new organic targets that we have going west. We want to test them all, take a bit of a break, digest it, and then park drills on the juiciest parts and begin to drill them out and add ounces.
Let's talk about some of these new areas then, because even the news release outlines that you are waiting assay results from Snake Lake and the Western Extension targets. Why are these so exciting to you, and when do you think we might get these results?
So recall that our goal at Eau Claire is to rescale the project, right? And so we want to go from that 80,000 ounces a year that's in the PEA, and we want to build a resource that can support 150 to 200,000 ounces a year. And of course, we need more ounces in the ground to do that. The Snake Lake area, as well as the 850 zone to the west, in the western extensions of Eau Claire, really previously misunderstood and largely ignored, because really the focus was just on the PEA and build the current resource. We intercepted the Snake Lake structure at depth with our step-out drilling at B panel. It's a secondary horizon. It's in behind Eau Claire, right? So it's to the north in the footwall of Eau Claire. And if you go from where we hit at depth, up plunge about a kilometer, you arrive right into the guts of the Snake Lake surface target, which is pretty exciting. That's quite the scale if those two things connect to fill them in. We've just completed three step-out holes at 150 and 300 meters below Snake Lake to test the depth extension, just to see if this theory for us is going to come to be. And I can say right now that we're very happy with the geology in those holes, assays pending. We've recently put news out on two targets west of Eau Claire that are really built up from first principles, right? So we took the historical project data, we analyzed it, we did a reinterpretation of the lithogeochem, right? So what are the, what's the chemistry of the rocks telling us at Eau Claire and then to the west? The Eau Claire deposit resides on, as I said, on one of the limbs of the Eau Claire anticline, right? And it's very clear to us that based on the updated litho-interp, that the Eau Claire horizon has not been drilled when you go from kind of central Eau Claire to the west. Previous owners and previous drilling had been focused too shallow, and they actually didn't test the primary horizon for Eau Claire. So this really jumped out at us when we did this, when we did this basic work. So both of these are very compelling targets. We see it at the fold hinge or the nose of the fold to the west. We also see it, you know, going to the west along the limb. So this could be a real game changer with respect to adding, again, ounces in the basement, as I've been saying. We know that we're going to grow the resource around the deposit, certainly on that eastern margin heading out down plunge. We know that the Eau Claire horizon itself extends at least 700 meters east. And we have very high confidence in these two western targets for potential resource extensions in that direction. But again, the real step change here could be the Snake Lake structure, which is parallel to Eau Claire in behind it. And it suggests to us that, you know, a ton of scale back there. So if we can, you know, if we can all be patient for those results, which will come in, you know, probably 4 to 6 weeks for those, because we just finished the third hole overnight last night.
All right. So it sounds like a lot of exploration still on tap for the company, all again focused on expanding on the known resource and testing some of these new areas. It sounds like there's going to be a lot of drill results coming out, and this drill program, the 50,000 meters, is continuing. Mike, let's talk a little bit about the trading recently in the Fury stock and overall valuation. The stock has, for the most part, traded sideways over the last couple months, and market cap a little over 150 million Canadian. How do you view these two aspects, the trading and the market valuation?
I don't think that any junior explorer developer is really happy down at these levels. You know, it was really tough coming out of the gate with Fury at $1,900 gold and just riding it right down to where we are in the 1700s, where we are today. It's also been quite the challenge of we've been talking about getting assay results out. Assay times are shrinking, but it's still, you know, by the time you drill the hole to get in the assays, it's still, you know, we're talking 4 to 6 weeks. And also the fact that we're moving drills around to test all of these upside concepts that we've been talking about, again, can cause kind of gaps in your news. I'm a shareholder, and I understand that patience is key when drilling high-grade gold deposits. And, you know, we are playing the long game, because this is what happens when you do project development and mine building. Given the quality of the portfolio, our focus in Canada, I think you're going to see an increased sensitivity with some of the company's geopolitical risks, which are meaningfully higher than being in nice, comfortable Canada. High-grade results that we've been putting out, obviously, we're talking about those today. And the clear demonstration that, you know, Eau Claire is not what you see, is what you get. And we're on track for at least a double in my view. Fury, again, from my perspective, is dramatically undervalued. And I think we have a very compelling opportunity for those who wish to participate. We're going to bridge the gap in our underlying value with drill results. And we hope, we believe, and we know that all that will be supported by, you know, a turn in the gold price sentiment in the sector, which, you know, which we were discussing off mic is really overdue. The fundamentals continuously improve. Our shareholder registry strengthens with every trade. And to the extent we can, management's been buying. I mean, I've been buying. And I think it's important to, you know, have management be seen to be active, certainly down and be supportive down in these levels. I'm pretty happy with how we're positioned as owners ahead of a lot of exciting news and results to come from multiple projects this year.
All right, I'm glad you brought up that insider buying, because there has been quite a bit of insider buying in the stock, including from yourself there, Mike. Wrap us up, please, with just a quick summary of Catalyst, near-term news flow events that everyone can keep an eye out for.
So in the coming weeks, we're going to be putting out news on the A panel, as we discussed. So that's that first 300-meter step out from Eau Claire. So we have three holes into that. So we should be getting results this week. Maybe in a position next week to put news out on that. We'll see. You know, wildly anticipation for drill results from Snake Lake. These are all also pending. Following that, we should have news out from the Western Extension, which we begin drilling tomorrow. So those will come out. Each one of these, Corey, will be a catalyst on its own, right? Because we're adding with each one, we add a completely different style of growth dimension to Eau Claire. We're also you know, we're also blessed to have a strong treasury, right? So we have somewhere between 10 to 12 million at the moment. And while we've announced plans for Homestake in BC and Community Bay, you know, these programs are optional. That's the beauty of having a multi-asset platform. So if gold continues to cavitate in this range, I know that we've seen, you know, some strength over the last couple of days, but if we're going sideways and we don't get the share price performance that we're looking for, we are more than happy to stay in Quebec, continue to advance Eau Claire, and, you know, provide the market, it will provide the market with ample growth catalysts out to the end of the year. So we're very, very confident in that. In either case, this is the first year for the company and a big year for investors in 2021.
Yeah, with all the drilling that's on tap and already in the labs, sounds like a lot of news that we will be following up with, and hopefully just a continued expansion on the known resource here at Eau Claire. Mike, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Mike regarding the Eau Claire asset or any of the other assets that the company is working on this year, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Mike, appreciate the update today. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, Corey.